Justin Trudeau, Canadian travelers with positive coronavirus tests must quarantine in designated government facilities. By Robert Krajicek on January 30, 2021. Canadians returning from abroad will be required to provide negative PCR test results for the coronavirus, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Friday. Those testing negative will still be required to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. Anyone with a positive coronavirus test will be immediately required to quarantine in designated government facilities, Trudeau declared. Trudeau said, "As soon as possible in the coming weeks, we will be introducing mandatory PCR testing at the airport for people returning to Canada. Travelers will then have to wait for up to 3 days at an approved hotel for their test results at their own expense, which is expected to be more than $2,000. Those with negative test results will then be able to quarantine at home under significantly increased surveillance and enforcement. Those with positive tests will be immediately required to quarantine in designated government facilities to make sure they're not carrying variants of potential concern. We will also in the coming weeks be requiring non-essential travelers to show a negative test before entry at the land border with the U.S. And we're working to stand up additional testing requirements for land travel." Watch, relevant portion begins at 4:10. Trudeau repeatedly referred to the coronavirus variants as a cause of potential concern while describing his decrees as grounded in science and evidence. Transport Canada's website states, "Anyone who receives a negative test result and is authorized to enter Canada must still complete the full, mandatory 14-day quarantine. Canada's government will be further increasing surveillance efforts to ensure travelers entering Canada complete the applicable mandatory 14-day quarantine period under the Quarantine Act. Travelers deemed not suitable by a government official are required to quarantine in a federal quarantine facility," adds Canada's Transportation Ministry. It warns that violations of such instructions could lead to up to 6 months in prison and or $750,000 in fines. One quarter, Government of Canada announced today new hashtag COVID-19 testing and hashtag quarantine requirements for travelers to Canada, further enhancing the multi-layered strategy to reduce the risk of importation and transmission of the virus. pic.twitter.com/7ikkhaggzgb. Health Canada Infac, at GovCan Health, January 29, 2021. One quarter, Government of Canada announced today new hashtag COVID-19 testing and hashtag quarantine requirements for travelers to Canada, further enhancing the multi-layered strategy to reduce the risk of importation and transmission of the virus. pic.twitter.com/7ikkhaggzgb. Health Canada Infac, at GovCan Health, January 29, 2021. Three quarters, travelers will also be required to reserve a hotel room approved by the Government of Canada for 3 nights at their own cost, while awaiting their test results, before moving on to their approved place of hashtag quarantine. Health Canada Infac, at GovCan Health, January 29, 2021. 4/4, these new measures are in addition to requiring a negative hashtag COVID-19 test result 72 hours prior to boarding a flight to Canada. Health Canada Infac, at GovCan Health, January 29, 2021. Federal authorities will enforce 14-day quarantines by visiting Canadians' homes or other quarantine locations with screening officers procured by the Public Health Agency of Canada from private security firms. To ensure travelers' awareness and compliance with quarantine requirements, the Public Health Agency of Canada, PHAC, is working with security companies to help complete compliance checks for travelers arriving in Canada. Employees of these companies were trained by FAC and authorized as screening officers under the Quarantine Act. These screening officers will visit travelers' quarantine locations to establish contact, confirm identity, and confirm that travelers are at the place of quarantine they identified upon entry into Canada. These new officers will conduct visits in 35 cities across the country, starting in Montreal and Toronto. No exemptions were announced for Canadians who have received a coronavirus vaccine. Canada's new travel restrictions include termination of flights to Mexico and the Caribbean until at least April 30.